It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get ready for the election on November 7th with the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro's candidate questionnaire, laying out the views for each candidate on issues such as whether Chapel Hill's growing too quickly, the housing supply, downtown density, and more. Read their answers and get informed at carolinachamber.org/election.hub. We're joined now on the phone by Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. Jen, how's it going today?
It's going all right, thank you.
Good to hear. And always glad to catch up with what's going on in Hillsborough. And we've got kind of a lot of stuff coming up now. I see that this Saturday, the town's having community workshop on connectivity. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, that's right. So this is part of the Engage Hillsborough series that town staff is putting on, where every few months they're going to be doing another one of these workshops. And this really stemmed from the Task Force on Public Safety, where one of the things that we heard from that task force was an ask to really think about what it means to be in a safe community from a holistic perspective. And so this is getting to one of those aspects, which is community connectivity, primarily with access to bicycle and pedestrian facilities.
Excellent. And what kind of other events and sort of activities are there coming up that's part of that program?
Well, I am embarrassed to say I do not know what the next one will be. There was a time.
But there are more. That's the main thing, right?
Today.
There are more.
Yes, there are more. That's right. There was one this summer, and then they will be continuing. Yes.
And then there is also some good news on the comprehensive sustainability plan that you were sharing with me in an email before. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so this is super exciting. The town of Hillsborough received a planning award, the Marvin Collins Award from the North Carolina chapter of the American Planning Association, and this for our comprehensive sustainability plan. And this is just a very prestigious award, and so we could not be more proud, because you think about all the different communities across the state that have been working on these comprehensive plans, and to be chosen for this really is so well deserved for all the hard work that our staff put into it, and also all the participation from the community that helped make the plan what it is. So just very, very proud and happy for our staff and proud for our town.
It's always nice when staff's doing a bunch of hard work and there's a moment of recognition like that, because there often isn't when people are doing, the hard work that they do every day. So it's particularly nice for that. I wonder if, do you have any sense on what it was that made Hillsborough's plan stand out compared to others?
Well, I know that one of the things that staff has talked about is the community engagement piece that really took things to the next level as far from what we have been able to do in the past. So really looking at best practices. And they're early in the process, when we felt like we weren't getting what we needed, digging in and trying again and getting more feedback and trying different things. So I think that was a really big piece of it.
Excellent. Hillsborough does seem to do feedback very well. Both the town government and the citizens of Hillsborough both seem very into doing the feedback thing. So it seems to be a strength that I feel like that's a sign of a strong community.
I appreciate that. I think so too.
Speaking of strong communities, we've got elections coming up, and early voting starts in just days at this point. It starts on Thursday. We here at 97.9 The Hill had candidate introductions for the Hillsborough Board of Commissioner candidates. We aired those yesterday, I believe. So there is a local election there in Hillsborough. Any comments on early voting or just the election process this time around?
My main pitch is to participate in your local elections. Early voting starts on Thursday here in Hillsborough. You can vote at the Orange Works site on Mayo Street. And, you hear it over and over again, but it's really true that your local government is the government closest to you that has so much of the impact on our everyday lives. And so, here in Hillsboro, we've got big plans. I was just talking about the comprehensive sustainability plan, and that combined with our strategic plan, which is what we use to kind of implement, you know, do the implementation piece, piece by piece. It's really important who it is that's making decisions at the policy level. So I really hope folks will turn out to our local elections in Hillsboro and across the county.
It's also a situation, everybody likes to do the anecdotal things about how important one vote can be, but these are the elections where that really kind of has a magnifying glass on it. These odd year elections that are local only elections, and then you're in a municipality that doesn't have a whole lot of people to begin with, and those votes really begin to weigh a lot when people actually go to the polls in an election like this. And to your point, these are the elections that actually affect our day-to-day life more than any other election. So it's very important to get out there and vote, and you can start doing so as early as Thursday. Any concluding thoughts on that?
No, just I second everything that you said, and I will tell you that former Mayor Tom Stevens has a great anecdote about, I think, winning only by 30 votes the first time he ran for mayor. So it really does count.
Yeah, 30 votes is, it's easy to imagine being able to round up 30 votes in an afternoon. So that's frustrating. we've also got Halloween coming up. I know there are a lot of events going on around the communities, but we've also got Hillsboro Police having their trunk or treat event coming up. What's the date on that? I was just trying to look that up.
That will be next Friday, so October 27th, from 3 to 6, and that'll be in the parking lot of the Hillsboro Police Department on North Churton Street. This coincides with last Friday, so there'll be a lot of fun stuff to do that evening in downtown Hillsboro.
Definitely get into that again next week as we get a little bit closer to that. We've got about a minute left. Is there anything else you wanted to mention going on around town?
I think that we have got it covered. Just fall is always a really fun and interesting time to be in Hillsboro. There's lots of town events, lots of community events, so there's going to be a little something for everyone.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Jen Weaver from Hillsboro. We always appreciate you taking the time on a Tuesday afternoon, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Likewise. Thanks so much.